Hello, this is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions. So, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in any political campaigns?
What? Working on what?
Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio? A newspaper, an advertising agency,
No.
All right, or work on, or like volunteer in any campaigns.
No, we don't. We don't fit the profile.
Oh, all right. So no worries. So are you, as you may be aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan government elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for the Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
You're talking here in Florida?
Yes, in the Miami-Dade County.
I didn't even know there was an election. I think the window's open.
All right. So would you say then, like, you're definitely going to vote?
Usually I vote, yes.
All right.
Very likely.
Okay. Very likely. So with which political party are you registered?
Independent.
Independent, all right. What is your main racial background?
White, I suppose.
What is your age?
65 plus.
All right. So when you say 65 plus, do you mean kind of like 65 or from the range 66 to 75 or over 75?
Under 75.
Over 75?
Under.
All right. So would it be 66 to 75?
Yep.
All right. Thank you. So generally speaking, would you say things in the Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're always on the wrong track.
All right. From the following list, what is one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? And the list goes, crime and neighborhood safety, corruption in local government, housing and property insurance costs, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, traffic and congestion, or quality of life like growth and overdevelopment.
If there is a space for all of the above, use that. There's no one thing.
There is no space for all of the above. So sorry. But would you like to read again the list?
What cost of living? Because that includes everything.
All right. So although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how likely you are to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you're Democratic? All right. Would that be like you're going to definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, or lean slightly towards the Democratic candidate?
Could you say that again?
Yeah. So do you think you're like going to definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, or lean slightly?
Definitely.
Definitely? All right. So now I'm going to give you a short list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion towards them. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that if you would like. So the first person is Alex Diaz La Portilla.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Maria Elvira Salazar.
Terribly unfavorable.
Fabiana Basabe or Basabe.
Never heard of her.
Basabe. All right. Vicky Lopez.
Never heard of her.
All right. Francis Suarez.
Quite unfavorable.
So somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable? Hello?
You can put very unfavorable for every Republican on the list.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm so sorry, but I actually do not really know who's Republican from this list, but also
Okay.
That was that. All right. So the next one is Joe Sanchez.
No idea who he is.
Joe Carollo?
No idea who he is.
Donald Trump?
The worst opinion you could have on the list.
All right, so very unfavorable?
Terribly unfavorable, extremely unfavorable.
Okay, Joe Biden?
Favorable. Actually,
someone
very favorable.
Very favorable, all right. Alfonso Alfie Leon?
No idea who they are.
Eileen Higgins?
No idea who she is.
Rosie Cordero Spetz?
No idea who she is.
Carlos Jimenez?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Miguel Solomon?
No idea who they are.
And Daniela Levine-Cava?
No. Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, all right. So now I'm going to ask you a few questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. So if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Miguel Solomon or Eileen Higgins?
No idea.
All right. Joe Carollo and Eileen Higgins?
No idea.
And Alfonso Alfie Leon and Eileen Higgins?
No idea.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
I don't even know who she is.
All right. So I'm just going to give you a few short statements about Eileen Higgins. And if you could please indicate if it makes you much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to want to support her for the elections in the Miami-Dade County Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And if it makes no difference, you can also mention that. So during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million.
Somewhat favorable.
Would that be somewhat more likely to support her then?
Somewhat more likely.
Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-term residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford.
Very unfavorable. Don't even have to finish. Very unfavorable.
All right. While so many people are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year.
Unfavorable.
So somewhat less likely?
Less likely.
Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods.
Somewhat unfavorable. Is this from Miami Beach?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, is this from Miami Beach?
Do you mean as if they're sponsoring us, or?
Okay, I'm not even a voter from Miami Beach, so you have the wrong respondent.
Oh, well, do you live in the area of the Miami-Dade County?
No.
Oh, and what area do you happen to live in?
Dade County, but not Miami Beach.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm sure we can kind of keep going. But, Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that has many of our residents dependent on. So, which has led to more crowded, like, bus, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time? So, in one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking
more favorable. More
right,
favorable.
Much more likely. All right. Since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live in and work in the country, with housing costs in the community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the U.S. So Higgins has failed to address the more unfavorable?
Correct.
All right. So now, just kind of one last time, so I kind of wrap it up. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, this being Miguel Solomon and Eileen Higgins, for who would you vote for?
I have no idea.
All right. What about
closer to the election?
All right. What about between Joe Carollo and Eileen Higgins?
I have no idea.
All right. And Alonso Alfie Leon and Eileen Higgins?
I have no idea.
All right. So we're about 95% done. So we're almost finished. Like,
just a minute.
Education you completed. Hello?
Okay, start again.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you completed?
College.
All right. Would that be like an associate's or a bachelor or something more?
Bachelor.
All right. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a good rest of your day.
Good luck.
All right.
Thanks. You too.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.